Well, thank you, Leslie. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the In Touch Show on WCCI. In Touch is heard weekday mornings at 11:40 a.m. on New Hit Country. And we're joined today via the telephone by Keith Dane, Senior Advisory on Equine Protection for the Humane Society of the United States. And Keith, today we're going to talk about something that I know is very important to you and all those horse lovers out there. Will the federal government finally put an end to the abusive and painful horse show practice called horse soaring? And Keith, first and foremost, let's talk about what that practice is and which of the animals, which of the horse breeds does that impact?
Thanks, Brian, and thanks for having me on the show. So the problem of horse soaring is one that's been going on for over 50 years. It's the practice of intentionally inflicting pain to the lower limbs and hooves of Tennessee walking horses primarily, and other related breeds like spotted saddle horses and racking horses, which are essentially offshoots of the walking horse breed. This is being done for one purpose only, and it's to inflict pain on the horses so severe that they can't or don't want to put their feet down, and every step they take, they try to lift their legs higher and higher to get away from the pain. This is done simply to produce a show ring gait that's known as the big lick, and it's the gait that wins prizes in these breeds, and has been for a number of decades. I first learned of this problem growing up. I was an exhibitor and owner of Tennessee walking horses for much of my life, and I was living in upstate New York, and we didn't see this going on there, but you hear about it. When I moved to Maryland in 1987, I began to see this firsthand, and I would visit stables where horses were in so much pain that they would be lying down and could barely stand up on their own. They'd be forced with whips or bats to get up and perform. So it's a heinous practice. It's been going on for way too long, and we really need to do everything we can to bring it to an end now.
Keith, I'm going to guess that the public out there, and that's probably one of the reasons you're on the show with us today, doesn't know about this practice. We may go to the show, we see these horses, and we say, oh, that's really interesting that they're able to walk like that and have that gait. But boy, you kind of step back and say, wow, I didn't realize that the practice of, getting them to walk that way was so abusive to the
That's right, Brian. You know, much of the horse-owning public doesn't even know that this is going on, no less the general public. Those people that do learn about it are abhorred by it, and they turn away from it. The number of people attending these shows over the years has rapidly dropped, but there's still a hardcore sector of the horse industry that likes this look. And this practice, the horse soaring practice, is so severe that horses can actually die from it. Horses have been known to develop what's known as colic, which is a stress response to pain, and some horses have been known to die from this. So the practice involves putting caustic chemicals on the lower legs of the horses and then wrapping them with plastic wrap to drive the chemicals into the horse's sensitive tissue. And then when they ride the horses, they put chains around the horse's ankle that bang against that inflamed tissue and cause even more pain, and that's what creates the big lick gait. The people that go to the horse shows either are ignorant about it, or if they know about it, they're just turning a blind eye to it, all for the sake of entertainment. But that's what this is. It's animal cruelty for the sake of entertainment. And we're trying to encourage people to boycott these shows, and as you said, part of my reason for being on today is to educate your listeners about what's going on and encourage them to not only support this industry, but also help us tighten up federal regulations to get this brought to an end once and for all.
Yeah, you mentioned the federal regulations and Congress and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. You want them to step up, so I'm going to ask you this question from my perspective. How can I, as just the average listener, make a difference? Is there anything we can do to help your cause as we take concern after getting this information?
Yes, Brian, absolutely. There's a federal law on the books known as the Horse Protection Act, which was passed by Congress in 1970 with the hope of bringing an end to this practice. Unfortunately, there were loopholes in the law that no one envisioned, and the people in this industry who like this look and do these deeds to these horses found ways to take advantage of those loopholes and continue to abuse the horses. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is charged with enforcement, but its hands have been largely tied over the years because of limited funding. So they've relied on the horse industry itself to regulate itself, and it's a failed system of self-policing that the USDA's own Inspector General called a failure back in a 2010 audit. We've worked to get federal legislation introduced over the past two sessions of Congress to close those loopholes in the federal law. This bill, the Prevent All Soaring Tactics Act, or PAST Act, has huge support from within the horse industry, the veterinary community, animal protection organizations, as well as law enforcement. And a majority of the members of both the House of Representatives and the Senate have co-sponsored this bill in both of these two Congresses. Unfortunately, there are some influential lawmakers in Congress that have the ability to block this bill from getting a vote, and they've done just that so far. So we're going to keep pushing until we get a vote on that bill. But in the meantime, USDA can tighten up its own regulations and accomplish much of what needs to be done. They proposed in July of this year a rule to amend their own regulations and tighten up those loopholes. They essentially would do away with the industry system of self-policing and instead replace it with a system of USDA licensed and trained inspectors that would be available to show management for hire. They would also do away with all of the devices that are used as part of the soaring process, like the chains that I described earlier. The public and your listeners can help us by going to the Humane Society website and posting a comment to USDA in favor of this proposed rule. The website is humanesociety.org/HPARULE. That's HPA rule. The comments are already drafted. If you like, you can amend the comments and personalize them, but you don't have to. All you have to do is go to that website, humanesociety.org/HPA rule, and submit your comment and click send, and it'll go off to USDA and your voice will be heard.
Well, Keith, that sounds great. Thank you so much for the information. Hopefully we can get some of our listeners motivated to get involved in this. Any final thoughts today? Anything that we may have missed or glossed over? Because I know this is an important topic, and we don't want to miss anything. Or is there anything that you'd like to add in close?
I'd just like to ask all humane-minded listeners and animal lovers to help us with this. This is one of the most egregious forms of abuse, intentional abuse, to horses in the United States. It's a cultural thing. It's been going on way too long. I often equate it to cock and dog fighting in terms of the outlook of the people that are doing this to these animals, as well as the suffering that the animals are inflicted upon. So we really appreciate you having me on the show and your listeners taking action to help us end this once and for all.
Keith, thank you so much for being with us today. We want to say, the door's open, the invitation is there. If you want to come back in the near future, please keep us updated, and we certainly appreciate your time today.
Thank you, Brian. I'd be happy to come back and keep you updated, and again, thanks for having me on.